Democrats support the mission, but oppose being left out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It was certainly an appropriate mission to green light. And so in that regard, the president made the right decision.
Congressman Akeem Jeffries on NBC's Meet the Press. Reacting to the U.S. operation to kill the leader of ISIS in Syria, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi put out a statement upset that Democrats did not get a heads up. But some Republicans did. So did Russia, Turkey, Iraq, and Syria. President Trump worried that Democrats might have leaked info about the mission. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
President Trump relishing the death of ISIS founder Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who was killed by special operations forces in what the president called a dangerous and daring nighttime operation in northwest Syria.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
U.S. Special Ops began their assault on a military compound, culminating in a retreat by Baghdadi into an underground hideaway. There, in a dead-end tunnel, the president said, the militant leader detonated an explosive vest, killing himself and three of his children. Dave?
John, a new wildfire near Los Angeles has prompted evacuations early this morning, while nearly 200,000 people in Sonoma County remain out of their homes, threatened by a fire that's burned down 94 structures so far.
More than 3,000 firefighters are hoping today's better weather will help them get the upper hand, but it is not over yet. Strong winds are expected to move back into the area tomorrow night, and we could see another round of these forced blackouts.
That's Fox's Claudia Cohn in Santa Rosa. A Democrat from California has resigned from Congress. Katie Hill, who's under a House ethics investigation over relationships with a male and a female staffer. Hill also called herself a victim of a smear campaign. John Conyers, who resigned from Congress over sexual misconduct allegations 2 years ago, has died. A Democrat who spent 52 years in Congress. Conyers is credited with getting the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in place. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
A gunman is still on the loose in Texas after opening fire at an off-campus Halloween and homecoming party at Texas A&M Commerce late Saturday night. Two people were killed, a dozen others injured. It's believed he targeted one person and others might have been shot at random. Hunt County, Texas Sheriff Randy Meeks is urging any witnesses to come forward with more information.
I really beg them to get their children to give us information about this shooter. We need to get him off the street as soon as possible. And we have very, very little to go on right now.
It's another day at home for a lot of kids in Chicago getting a long break from school.
Teachers in the nation's third largest school district are still on strike. So classes and after-school activities are canceled for an eighth day for 300,000 students. Contract talks are being held, but the two sides are still very far apart. Chief Education Officer LaTanya McDade says CPS is offering a fair contract, but the district has to be financially responsible. Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey says the city's latest offer is at least $38 million short. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
There's another delay in Brexit. The European Union giving the British another up to 3 months to deal with their divorce from the European Union. You might have noticed gas keeps getting a little cheaper.
The average price of regular grade nationally dropped 4 cents per gallon at retail in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $2.68.
That is Chilby Lindberg. She expects prices to keep falling. AAA's national average for regulars less than hers at $2.60 a gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell next hour. The Houston Astros win again at the World Series.
That is hammered into left. It is gone.
Houston beat Washington 7-1 on Fox to take a 3-2 series lead over the Nationals. The Astros could win the championship in Game 6 at home in Houston tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good Monday morning, ESPN 93.5. Got fog, and we got dark, and we fall back on the clocks this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Our news brought to you by Family Dollar. Sign up for smart coupons at familydollar.com. We're on the Family Dollar app and save money.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Blue Ridge Federation of Teachers has ratified a three-year contract with the school board. The News Gazette says Federation President Don Anton said the contract improved on the raises that have been regular for a while. In the past, those raises had been 1 or 2%. They got 2.75% raises for 3 years. The legislature's fall session starts today, and among the proposals the governor's administration is pushing is a change in regulations to require pharmacists to take breaks to relieve pressure from heavy workloads. The Journal Star says the changes also would cut down on extra duties that distract pharmacists from dispensing drugs. The changes came out of a task force formed in response to a Chicago Tribune investigation that found over half of 255 Chicago area pharmacies had failed to warn about the combination of drugs that could cause harm or death. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Candy's on everyone's shopping list, but it's a great week to stock up on essentials, too. Family Dollar has select Angel Soft bath tissue and Sparkle paper towel products for only $4.75 with smart coupons. Download smart coupons on the app or at familydollar.com and save more.
All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. We got fog and patches of the stuff is thick. You have to be careful as you drive around this morning.
And maybe choose the main route,
yeah,
route
instead of
the
country route. Yeah.
I was nervous.
Yeah.
There is limited visibility, I'd say a quarter of a mile right now. And this special weather statement says this will be with us until 9:15. So morning fog and then afternoon clouds. Today's high near 60, down to around 42 this evening. Up to 50 tomorrow with cloudy conditions. A 20% chance of rain again, down to around 38 at night. Rain in the forecast on Wednesday and Thursday with a high in the mid-40s. Right now the temperature's at 43. ESPN 93.5.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
Big news over the weekend. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Al-Baghdadi was a bad dude, really, really bad man. The leader of ISIS is gone from the earth. And that's, I know we're, you know, I asked a priest once, in fact, I asked Monsignor Mark Meridian, are we supposed to be happy? He said, no, you should be pleased with justice being served.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. But Alan, again, as we are in this contentious time, it is not a unified Yahoo. It's something Trump did. He can't do anything right, I guess.
You are so right. A lot of people used to joke about it, that if he cured cancer, there'd be a lot of people out there booing him. And apparently that's what happened last night. I did not watch it at the World Series baseball game in Washington, that they booed him last night and yelled, lock him up, lock him up. Don't the Democrats or the liberals, now I'm just characterizing them maybe incorrectly, don't they understand civility and a little bit of understanding this, the President of the United States, who has done something to make all of us safer?
I don't think that, and my experience in presidents in any crowd, there's booing. I mean, I could play Obama being booed at anything. There's always going to be booing for a president. And last night at the Washington National game,
mm-hmm.
I would bet you anything, three quarters of the crowd had no clue what happened. They had no clue Al-Baghdadi was
You may be exactly right, which is unfortunate, but
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, they wouldn't know who the leader of ISIS was anyway. This is a really, really bad inspirational leader for a murderous, distorted, cowardly group that just kill and try to exterminate races of people. That's what they do.
You're right. It is incredible what this person did, what that organization stood for. And the president has made us safer, at least for a while, I hope. And he deserves full applause for that.
But I guess it brings into the argument, while you want to get out of these countries, it's really difficult to get in, you know, intelligence and to work with the Kurds and others. The problem with going in and trying to help people is you own it. It is hard to ever go away. And that is true. And I guess as a country, we decide, is that what we want to do? We're going to have to be there to kind of maintain something, or at least a shell of units to protect oil or what have you. But it is very difficult in this day and age without the dominoes falling, without America.
You are right. Without the United States, the world would be lost in many, many ways. And so I think this is a good thing to do. I think President Trump mentioned at his conference Sunday morning from the White House, from the diplomatic room, he said that the European countries, if I remember correctly, just did not step up and do what they ought to do. He was correct.
You know, he's going to Chicago today, and of course, there are thousands of people that have nothing else to do. They're going to protest and block streets and stuff. Now, here it is. If Donald Trump said, I am going to give everybody in Chicago $1 million, the response would be, how irresponsible. If Donald Trump says, I'm going to protect the city of Chicago, you racist, you bigot, there is nothing.
By the way, talk about Chicago, how greedy can government people be? They're on strike. The school teachers are on strike. I think the average pay of a school teacher in Chicago is $100,000 a year. That's 10 times more than a lot of people make in the United States. And they want more, and they have a very, very good pension plan too. So they're not a good bunch.
Well, I tell you what though, Alan, I actually know. I have a good friend who's a teacher, and she's a 2-year teacher. She hasn't been there long, so she's not making that, number one. But here's the situation, and you said it's an average of 100,000. If that's true, that is a lot. However, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't take that, Alan. Here's why. This is how it's gotten at least one school in Chicago. They had a 7-year-old boy throw staplers and endanger the teachers and others, and the instruction from the principal was, take the 30 people that are in your class and stay in the hall till he's done venting. It took 2.5 hours a month ago. That's what we're dealing with in Chicago. And do you want to, even for $100,000, do you want to do that?
You're right. They are doing more than teaching. They are wardens.
Oh. and how much teaching is going on? Listen, Chicago's got a lot of issues. It's been democratically controlled. You can make the connection if you want. All I know is Chicago's a mess. So is the state of Illinois. And people continue to vote the same people in. It's really hard to understand. Bottom line is Donald Trump can't win no matter what. I don't know what's going to happen, but the Democrats don't think they have a candidate that can beat him, so they got to impeach him. That's the way I assess everything right now.
You're exactly on target. There's no question about that. But it's unfortunate anyway, but I heard that they booed him pretty harshly at the World Series on a day that they should be celebrating.
Well, again, I don't put my faith a lot in crowds. Think if you supported Donald Trump, are you going to yell and stand up and cheer because you're going to get hit by something? I mean, it's stupid what's going on.
You may be right.
It's just crazy.
I was so aggravated.
I know.
I was so aggravated when I heard about their booze at the World Series.
Yeah.
But you're calming me down a little bit by putting everything.
No, listen. You stand at every exit out of the Washington National game last night, and I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 wouldn't have any idea the news of the last 24 hours. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Alan,
but they vote. They
vote if they remember to go. That's why you have extended voting for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Alan, I appreciate your time always to open my week with you. I appreciate you, sir.
But the Democratic leaders will get there to the polls.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, all right. Thank you, Alan.
Here.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
I sent you an email, but disregard it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Alan. Alan Sachs, professor of political science.
I hope the email wasn't, I can't make it today.
I didn't see an email from
okay.
Alan, so I hope it wasn't. Oh, well, darn. He's a good guy. He's been teaching 50 years. He only does part-time now, but he's 80 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Always like chatting, and some of you have commented how you enjoy him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to start talking about Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that Saturday?
Oh, my goodness.
I got to talk about that, and we've got to play a little Lovey.
All righty.
And we got to play a little piece about Dre Brown. This is turning into a big story.
Yeah.
Of what this young man has gone through and what he's doing, because what he did against Purdue was stunning. Anyway, a lot of fun. Illinois basketball Friday night.
Yes.
Come on.
Against Lewis.
It's a preseason exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
But we're playing. Stand by.
And actually, I was at the Ubbin basketball practice complex yesterday with our trick-or-treating with the Stars and ran into some of the guys that said they beat South Carolina. But, of course, that was kind of a off-the-record kind of win.
Yeah,
they looked good. They felt good. I'm not sure who I was talking to, but they were giants.
Yeah, big basketball players are
exactly.
Giants. Yeah, anyway, we're all excited about basketball. I do have 4 tickets to the Lewis game.
Okay.
And I have 4 tickets to the Rutgers game, which now has more value.
And that's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday.
Lots of tailgating.
And it's Dad's Day weekend.
And what's the weather from here? Do we have a long...
Okay, I can take a peek at that.
I can take a peek at that. All right. Let's do our sports. I got a Lovey cut here, too.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's talk the Illini beating Purdue with Lovey Smith with some great comments.
Well, and this was what he got.
Oh, I was asked quite a bit last week, Coach, have you guys moved on? And what are you going to say to the guys to make sure they're not reliving what happened last week? But we moved on right away. Part of being a good football team is to be able to do put something behind you and then get ready for the next week. We didn't need to think about the past to get ready for Purdue. They embarrassed us on homecoming last year. Most of our guys were there.
Yep, and so they came back, and they came back with a vengeance after a big letdown week, you think? Not to be. 24-6. Come on.
That's right.
We're 10-point underdogs now. 10-point underdogs.
Wow. And so we've got Rutgers. That's a 2:30 kick, and we'll have some tickets for you to win here on ESPN 93.5. I guess I'll stay with football because I got a text in from Kenny talking about how mad he was at Coach Nagy for kneeling in that first down at the end of the game.
Well, let's hear from Matt Nagy.
Okay.
Let's just hear from the stupid reporters asking the dumb questions.
You walk us through your thought process on taking the knee before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to get into that. I have zero thought of running the ball and taking the chance of fumbling the football or, you know, they know you're running the football, so you lose 3-4 yards. So that wasn't even in our process as coaches to think about that. You know, we were in field goal range before the scramble. And then we got the scramble, so that didn't even cross my mind.
No thought of throwing it there either?
Throw the football?
Yeah, I mean, just to try to get a little closer.
throw the football right then and there. What happens if you take a sack or there's a fumble?
Lose the game.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So, no, there was zero thought of that. I'll just be brutally clear. Zero thought of throwing the football. Zero thought of running the football. You understand me? That's exactly what it was. So it's
me?
As simple as that.
Yeah, you understand me? Don't be questioning me.
He at least, you know, remain courteous.
Hey, well, they were six yards out of extra point range.
Yeah.
But to 43 seconds, run a couple times, get a few more yards. You know, I agree. Get as close as you can. And if you don't think you get a yard and they're going to, you know, and not a lot of confidence, well, maybe he doesn't have any confidence in the running game, maybe for good reason. Anyway, Bears lose.
Yes, 17-16, L.A. Chargers on top in that game. Green Bay ended up beating Kansas City 31-24. We had Indianapolis Colts over the Denver Broncos 15-13, and your Saints win over Lante's Arizona Cardinals. 31-9 was the final.
Well,
there
was a point that the Cardinals were 29 yards away from the Saints' goal line and went for it on 4th-and-1 in a game that was 10-6. No idea. They didn't get it, and the Saints rolled them from there.
Okay.
Man.
LSU, the new number one. Houston over the Nationals 7-1.
Yeah.
Now game 6 tomorrow in Houston.
Here we go with weather, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber Collision. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Lots of fog today. Less than a quarter mile of visibility. Today's high 60. We've got a high of 52 tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions and a slight chance of showers. Low down to 38, 45 the high on Wednesday and Thursday with a 70% chance of showers. We're currently at 44 with the fog. Make sure you got your headlights on. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's 7:20.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
AT&T shares are higher after its earnings were stronger than expected. However, its revenue number, the money it takes in, was disappointing. Its Warner Media unit, which includes HBO, was weaker in the summer quarter. Its cell phone business gained subscribers, but more than a million customers abandoned DirecTV. That puts more pressure on its new HBO Max video streaming service that launches next year. Walgreens Boots Alliance says its sales improved over the summer quarter, and it was able to manage costs. The company says its earnings are in line with its forecast. It says it's making progress on its priorities, including creating neighborhood health destinations. Tiffany could be sold to LVMH, the parent company of Louis Vuitton. LVMH is offering $14.5 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Website, callsktoday.com. All right, 7:24 in Champaign-Urbana. I'll be over at the Champaign Public Library if you want to come sit in on about an hour look at Iceland and Northern Europe.
What time does that start?
9:30.
All right.
About an hour. We're going to have some coffee for you and stuff. You want to come sit in on. It's always fun to think about travel.
Yeah.
The Tuscany off the beaten path, Larry and Elena Canfer, is a sellout. We can't take anybody else. We're having a preview on that Tuscany trip on November 7th. We don't have any more spots.
Okay.
I mean, Larry and Elena put together this amazing Italy trip, and it is sold to the brim. So thank you for all your interest in that. Iceland and Northern Europe, if you want to listen in, it's fun to talk travel and just hear about it. 9:30 at the Champaign Public Library. I'll see you there if you can make it. Okay. For the last number of days, our family has been focused on getting Patty certified to scuba dive.
All righty.
And this process began a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of time in the pool, and then you have to do open dives. And so we went up to The Hague. It's in Kankakee. It's this rock quarry of 13 acres. And it's a pretty good visibility as it goes. I mean, it's Kickapoo or a rock quarry. Rather than a rock quarry, it's not quite as muddy. It's rock. So you can have a chance to see 15, 20 feet visibility, which isn't bad. In Hawaii, it'll be 50-plus feet of visibility.
Wow.
And 80-degree water. So we've worked with the Y and the pool, Midwest Scuba, who you'll hear about in January and February. They're going to be doing some advertising with us.
Oh, good.
Alex Gantner's a good guy. We had outstanding trainers over the last few weeks with Bill Jones, and our master diver over the weekend was Pete Resnick, both from Champaign-Urbana. Really, really, really patient. And all of us were doing this, and Benjamin and Nathaniel already had their PADI certification. Janet started scuba diving when she was 12.
Mm.
So she hadn't done it in a while, so she went through the course as well. And so Grace and Christian and I were the ones getting certified, along with Nathaniel's girlfriend, Allison. She came down from Chicago to do her open dives with us. Anyway, the bottom line is my brain might be lacking oxygen just a little.
I see.
It's not that. It's just
rainy on Saturday.
Well, it was that rain. It was cold and wet, and, you know, the water temperature is 58. We had wetsuits on. But I'll be very honest, I was quite anxious simply because I'm aging, and I don't know, you know, it's one of those where you don't know.
Yeah, you're second guessing yourself.
Well, you don't know physically.
Right.
When we ran a marathon in 1992, and I didn't know then, I said, does my body hold up for 26.2? It did. We were hurting, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're swimming, and I'm not a strong swimmer, I'm strong enough, I suppose, but with oxygen tanks and weights to make sure you descend, and then you have to know the physics of what happens when you go down, things deflate. When you go up, things inflate. So you got to, the number one rule in scuba diving is you always keep breathing.
I see.
Because if you come from a certain depth and stop breathing because your tendency is to hold your breath.
Right.
Your lungs, you can die. Your lungs can really have problems. You can get serious, and even death from. So there's serious things involved. So yesterday was our big dive where we had to go 40 feet. And so I was struggling with the thought of, oh, yeah, I have to inflate. Because you continue to sink, you go down like a rock at some point. And then there's the equalization. So we went down to 40 feet. And then everybody was kicking so you couldn't see anything. I thought I'd gone into a tunnel. It was dark on top and dark below. I didn't know where I was. I could see no other diver for a moment, and it's scary.
So what happens in those moments? Do you just breathe and
calm.
Pray?
No, you stay very, very calm. And before our dive yesterday, we said a prayer.
Huh?
And Bill Jones, who's been diving over 2,000 times, said that was the first time there was ever a prayer before a dive.
You're kidding.
So I said, well,
I'm praying all the time.
The bottom line is, if I can do this, anybody can. And this opens up 70% of the world because that's how much water there is.
It's true.
It's a scary thing. I'm looking for a 25-foot reef. That's all I'm looking for.
Okay.
I'm not looking to go treasure diving. I was doing this, and Grace has a fear of this, and she stared it right in the face and got it done.
Excellent.
You have to do skills. You have to blow all the water. You have to take your mask off at 25 feet.
No,
and then,
thank you.
And then put it down and clear it again. All that. You had to get it out. Anyway, there's a lot to it. Anyway, so I really enjoyed the course. It was it's exciting to accomplish something. It took a lot of work, 10 to 15 hours of studying, and then in the water, and then you're tested in the water. And they make sure you're good. So I'm of now, my whole family is certified scuba divers, and that's only 2/3 of 1% of the world are scuba divers.
Mm.
It's a very small number. 30-40 million worldwide, that's about it. So we're PADI certified.
Congratulations,
well,
Stevie.
It feels good.
Way to go, Catchetarians.
But I don't think, and I don't want to take a leap here, but I don't think the Navy's going to call me anytime soon for SEAL work. I don't think. I look like the other SEAL. 7:30, ESPN 93.5. Check your news. Be right back.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The leaders of China, France, Japan, and Russia have released statements praising the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi during a U.S. military operation in Syria. President Trump says he died
as a coward, running and crying.
He says Baghdadi detonated a suicide vest, also killing 3 children. Wind is expected to die down today and then pick up again tomorrow as wildfires in California have 200,000 people under mandatory evacuation orders and more than 2 million people without power. What was a Thursday deadline for Great Britain to leave the European Union is delayed.
The EU saying it's agreed to a request from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to push Brexit back for up to a further 3 months, potentially until the end of January. This after Johnson failed to get his plan for the split through Parliament. Meanwhile, here in London, Johnson is expected to go to Parliament today and call for an early general election.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have issued an arrest warrant for a suspect in 2 recent armed robberies at the same local business in the 200 block of West University Avenue. In both attempts, the suspect fled after getting an undisclosed amount of money. No injuries were reported to police. Police are looking for 21-year-old Tyson Biggers of Champaign. If you know where to find him, go online to 373tips.com. Bond on the warrant was set at $750,000. Firefighters responded to a mobile home fire at 24 Magnolia Drive on Sunday afternoon. The News Gazette says a passerby reported heavy smoke coming from the mobile home. That's what fire crews found when they got there. No one was injured. The residents of the mobile home were displaced. No word yet on a cause of that fire. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number.
fiber could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
The human body is truly amazing, but we naturally need help to be our best. Men and women can experience symptoms such as urinary and fecal incontinence, pelvic pain, and sexual dysfunction, which are all incredibly common and highly treatable with pelvic health therapy. Please do not suffer in silence. We are on a mission to create awareness and hope that change is achievable. At Mettler, we desire to partner with you on this journey. Start today with a complimentary consultation. Learn more at MettlerCenter.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Well, while we were at our open water dive yesterday, somebody oddly came up to me and said, what kind of vehicle do you drive? I said, I drive a Honda CRV. I said, this is going to lead right into my commercial. That's what I drive, a CRV. I really, really like it. It sits up just high enough. Gas mileage, you say, I'm averaging 29 miles a gallon town and road combined. So I think that for a mini SUV, I think CRVs at 28.6 is what my gauge says.
Mm-hmm.
We were a little heavier bringing the tanks back yesterday. We were sucking air.
Right.
It's speaking of sucking air, boy, I finished my tank quicker. And it's because I was cold, probably a little scared.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have as much pressure left. What do you got, 1,500? What do you got, 1,100? What's up? Just breathing too hard. Anyway, so the guy says, what are you driving? I said, it's a CRV. You can't go wrong. And you can't go wrong going to Honda BMW. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, an internationally award-winning dealership. They are. Right here in Champaign-Urbana. It's at Neil Brewash Savoy. But website is drivechampaign.com. They're going to take care of you through the whole process, and you're going to like them. There's just really no pressure. It's good people, and they have great vehicles with their Honda BMW and a whole bunch of great pre-owned as well. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Let's check your weather.
Morning fog. Boy, make sure the headlights are on. Sometimes they're on automatic, sometimes not. Just check and see, because less than a quarter mile of visibility in some areas. We've got a high 59, low 42, 20% chance of showers. That continues into Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, clouds, high 48, low 38, up into the mid-40s with rainy conditions both Wednesday and Thursday, a 70% shot at showers for Halloween. A trick-or-treating happening between 6 and 8. Temperatures currently at 45 with the fog. ESPN 93.5.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
Simon Owen been covering this from London this morning. Fox News reporter Simon Owen, the president, speaking yesterday on the death of the leader of ISIS. Simon, what do we know on the ground this morning from London, my friend?
Hey, Stevie. Yeah, I mean, the most dramatic details have been those that were announced by the president at the White House, that this elusive, notorious terrorist leader has died after an operation by U.S. Special Operations Forces in northwestern Syria. This was Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He was tracked down to a house, a compound in a province called Idlib, not far from the border with Turkey. And the president recounted how Baghdadi ran into a tunnel, a dead-end tunnel. He was chased down there by U.S. military dogs. He had three of his children with him, and the president said that as Baghdadi reached the end of this tunnel, he blew himself up. He was wearing a suicide vest, blew himself up, killed himself and his children as well. The president importantly also said that no U.S. personnel were killed in this operation, although one of the dogs was seriously injured. So it's the end of perhaps the world's most wanted man, certainly in the West. I don't think Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was necessarily the household name that, say, Osama bin Laden was, the al-Qaeda leader, but he was the leader of a notorious terror group that killed so many people. For, you know, yes, in Western countries, the United States, across Europe, elsewhere as well, but many, many people in the Middle East as ISIS rampaged across Iraq and Syria 5 and 6 years ago, seizing territory.
Okay, so now what? You know, people saying somebody else is going to pop up. Are you hearing any words? You know, Drudge Report reported somebody else has been anointed the leader of this horrific terror group.
I mean, you would assume, wouldn't you, that if you are leading an organization and there is a $25 million bounty on your head, as there was for Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and you were a massive target, you'd have thought there'd be a succession plan in place. We wait to see. Yes, there's been suggestions and certainly one name that's been floated around. So, yes, maybe there is a leader that we will learn in the coming days. I mean, this all unfolded, it seems, very quickly. You know, we think the White House only learned on Thursday that there was a high probability that Baghdadi would be where he was. By Friday, the president had options on his desk, and then on Saturday, the raid happened, and on Sunday, it was all announced. So it might still be a day or two before ISIS comes up with some kind of coherent response. But, yeah, I mean, the consensus from experts seems to be that it's a notable moment in the fight against ISIS, and this has been a years-long effort with the U.S. and its allies. First, they took the territory back from these militants in Iraq and Syria, and now they've got the leader as well. But the warning that comes along with this is that what hasn't been defeated and what's much harder to defeat is the ideology. And there was one verdict from somebody who's been in the room on this kind of discussion, a man called Chris Coster. So during President Trump's time in office, he has been on the National Security Council, senior figure on that body. And he said the bottom line is this puts the enemy on its heels, but the ideology is not dead. And the president himself, who's previously talked about ISIS being 100% defeated, he acknowledged yesterday that ISIS still has ambitions to make a comeback.
Well, I think in 9/11 occurred, I said probably the best case for the West and civilization was to keep it tamped down. I don't know if you ever eliminate all that, But just to the idea of the leader of ISIS grabbing three kids to go blow them up with him tells you all you need to know. Unbelievable. Massive story. But in this day and age, Donald Trump as president is just not all going to be positive no matter what. And that's what I'm seeing on the websites and newspapers this morning for whatever reason. But it is a victory, I think, for civilization and justice. Simon Owen, you the man. We'll see you at Harrods at 4, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Stevie.
Live from London, Fox News reporter Simon Owen. So we are pleased justice has been served on this. What kind of people want to eliminate races and people that don't share their belief? I mean, how do you get there? How do you get so disenfranchised? I guess obviously they don't have anything. So if they all had something to lose, perhaps, maybe they all need homes and money. Just give them $1 million each and go away and scatter. I don't know. Now, that would just start other terror groups. It's really one of those, we're going to kill you because you're the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taught since age two.
That's right.
We're going to kill you or my kids will kill you because you're the devil.
They don't know any better. That's all they've heard.
It isn't true. It's a lie. We're not the devil. There is evil in the world. But we believe they're evil. They think we're evil. Because in a free society, we do have evil. And in a bad society, you have evil. There's evil. But there are more good than bad. There are plenty more good people than bad, but there are some pretty bad, bad people. And when you get an ideology that pretty much says kill women and children, doesn't matter, just kill them because they're that. That's distorted. That is not a religion. That is terror. 359-2255, you're always welcome to chime in. Any thoughts? 359-2255. But there is nothing Donald Trump can do that will please everybody at this point.
That's for sure.
And I'm sure the Barack Obama the same way. There's just more of a media push against Donald Trump. After this announcement, of comparable to Osama bin Laden, not as well known, but certainly up there as far as evil and doing bad things and killing a lot of people, the leader of ISIS, beheading all the people on the beach and all the visuals we've seen over the time from ISIS. The headline on the CNN.com website was 41 ridiculous things Trump just said or something so unbelievable. I mean, the story is the leader of ISIS is dead. That's your headline.
Yeah.
There's no need for anything else. The journalism says leader of ISIS killed, you know. I mean, that's the story. MSNBC, good for them. They had that. ABC, I had to go down to, like, story 10. What?
I don't know.
It's just very difficult to explain our time.
Mm-hmm.
President is in Chicago today.
That's right.
That ought to be interesting. Let's jump to our morning sports of finding Illini are legit bowl contenders, my friends.
I can't believe
it. Unbelievable. We play Rutgers, and Lovey said, you know, we didn't look anything like a team that was not thinking about Wisconsin. We got over it. We focused. They're going to have to get over this one and focus on Rutgers. We're 20-point favorites. Now the coin is flipped. Don't be thinking you're all that. Focus on your fundamentals and make sure you can beat Rutgers here in Champaign Saturday at 2:30.
And there's just something about a win. I believe Rutgers beat Liberty over the weekend, so they're coming off some mo, too. Now, there was some great comments from Lovey Smith.
Well, you know, we there's a story here, and it's becoming a national story now, about a young man named Dre Brown. He's number 25. I think Dre had 4 knee surgeries, both knees. Wonderful kid out of DeKalb, Illinois, was kind of Mikey Dudak, injured a lot, and he just fought back, and he fought back, and he fought back, and then he got a chance to return kickoffs, did a darn good job. He's up there with Red Grange on career average for returning kickoffs, and then he gets a chance to run in a football game, and then he does what he did in that sweep against Wisconsin that set up the field goal where he's a bowling ball, rolling, not going down, not... And then he does what he did on Saturday, 150 yards rushing. Dre was amazing. What's Lovey say?
I've been impressed with Dre Brown, seemed like, from the moment we got here. When first got here, he had a lot of serious injuries, and he just keep fighting. Mature, you know, just does everything the right way. He's a tough football player.
I mean, you know, what you want a, you know, Fighting Illini football player to look like, act like, on off the football field, what better example than him that we need him on a day like
that? Boy, I'm telling you what, though, that's what I said last week. Remember Monday, last Monday, I said a run that inspired Illini Nation was Dre Brown epitomizing the Fighting Illini, the toughness. I'm not going down. We're going to win. And that's what Dre Brown brought to Purdue on Saturday. Amazing performance. I mean, totally incredible. So excited to see the development and the success of Dre Brown.
Go Illini. In fact, our ladies beat Ohio State on Saturday night in volleyball. And yesterday for senior night in women's soccer, we came out on top over the Minnesota Golden Gophers. 4-1 was the final. So things are looking up in Illini Nation. Not so much, though, up in Chicago with the L.A. Chargers over the Bears. 17-16, Eddie Pinheiro's 41-yard field goal was a miss.
Yeah.
And there was comments about Matt Nagy taking that knee in the last stretch.
Well, they had it, and they took a knee, and they were had a 41-yard field goal, which again, you know, in Nagy's defense, is 6 yards past an extra point now. Extra points are 35 yards now. So you're thinking, yeah, I got to get that. Plus, let's be honest, the Bears can't run the football. And he knows it. So he's afraid he's going to lose yardage. So let's take what I have. Let's win the game.
No play in the game. Snap, hold, kick is wide left.
Lose the game.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So, no, there was zero thought of that. I'll just be brutally clear. Zero thought of throwing the football. Zero thought of running the football. You understand me? That's exactly what it was. Ooh. So it's as simple as that.
You understand me? Huh? I mean, it's got to be frustrating.
Exactly.
Remember, the Bears were 12-4 last year. 12-4. They're 3-4 now, and they don't look very good. So it's a huge letdown from what was expected. Remember, the expectations are incredible. And we got a Bear team that just isn't doing it. And it's a not a good look, because when you disappoint Chicago fans... What did we get last night on a text? The Fighting Illini are now the best football team in the state. Ouch. Including the Bears. Ouch. Now, that's not true. But we're probably the best college team in the state.
It's true.
That's exciting.
I was out and about yesterday. Saw lots of Green Bay Packer gear. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs 31-24. Mm. Of course, Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes.
Right, but I'm telling you, Packers having a year now. They're doing well.
Colts over Broncos, 15-13. NHL action, St. Louis over Detroit. Blackhawks beat the Kings. And NBA has the Bulls and New York Knicks. Pacers are in Detroit. And we had Tiger Woods winning in Japan.
That? Tiger wins in Japan, wire to wire. I'm not sure he's had many of those. It's his 82nd victory. Ties Sam Snead. Now, President Cup, this is a big, you know, thing, America versus Europe or the world, whatever it is, President's Cup. So we team up. Tiger's a captain. Captains have two picks. Does Tiger pick Tiger Woods? I mean, he won. He beat great players because they all, most all of them played. So they asked Tiger about that. Said, "You're the captain. What did the captain see out of the player?" And Tiger said, "Well, let me just say the captain noticed what the player did this weekend." I mean, if he plays like that, you got to play him.
Well, yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Houston over the Washington Nationals.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe I'm kicking with the World Series.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow in Houston. We'll see what happens, since the Astros are up 3-2. 7-1 was the final yesterday. President Trump was at the game.
Yes, he was, and there's buzz that he got booed. Just to note, there's always booing for a president. You know, the only time I can think there were more cheers and boos was after 9/11. George W. Bush walked out to the mound at Yankee Stadium, threw a strike, and he actually went underneath the stadium to practice because he knew he had to throw a strike in that situation. With the world watching, he threw a strike, and that was cheers. But most of the time, presidents get booed. And in Washington, D.C., I don't think people really knew what happened to al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, being dead. I would say they probably didn't. But for the most part, in my experience, most presidents do get booed. So the Fighting Illini play basketball Friday night at the State Farm Center. It's an exhibition against Lewis. First look, though. And then we play football Dad's Day weekend, 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Now I got a team on a winning streak, okay? Yeah, no biggie. 4-4. thinking bowl now. We're 20-point favorites against Rutgers. Have to take care of business. If you would like four tickets to the Lewis game and four tickets to the Fighting Illini football game, I'll take care of your weekend.
That's day weekend, too. On Sunday, we have the 5K at the Arboretum. I'll be out there also. So lots of festivities for Dad's Day weekend.
All right, 359-2255. Let's go to the 50th Texas now.
We got a little mo going on.
Well, now we got it going on.
Uh-huh.
359-2255, text in Illini, 50th text, because I got four basketball, first look. Four football, winning streak.
Yes.
No biggie. Normal. Yeah. My team. 359-2255.
Lots of them coming in.
Well, heck yeah. Before the Wisconsin game, I was going, come on, man, I'll give you 10 bucks for popcorn, too. What do you think? Now it's like, yeah, I was with them the whole time. Lovey. I mean, the lovey list was common. Wonder who Josh is going to pick. Done with that.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. 359-2255. Text in Illini. I'll get you eight tickets, basketball, football, because you're my guy. You're my gal.
One text is all that's needed, Chris, who just has a dozen in there.
Yeah, don't need to do it a bunch. Just give me a text. Glad you're enthusiastic. Of course, I know you've been there the whole time. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's been there a long time, 1977, over 40 years of appliance experience. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at this one thing. Refrigerators, freezers, stove, microwaves, dishwashers. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois, located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and, of course, Champaign, of course, North Neal. They offer discount pricing, quality products, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection, plus you can receive a free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit when remodeling some rooms in your home. Nothing like quality, incredible service, affordable pricing. Check them out in Champaign. Drive north on Neal, south of I-74. It's appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
Around this time of year, I miss comfort food from home.
How about heading out to Curtis Orchard at 3902 Duncan Road in Champaign? Deed at the Flying Monkey Cafe.
What? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's Curtis Orchard's Wizard of Oz theme, and homemade lunch combos are a great price and available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until they close in late December.
Curtis Orchard? I'll bet they have great apple pies, too.
At least half a dozen pie options. It's awesome.
Wow, good tip. I just looked them up at CurtisOrchard.com.
It's one of the largest shows in Central Illinois, and it's just in time for the holiday season. Don't miss the 40th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, November 1st and 2nd, at the Garden in Urbana on West Killarney Drive. Over 60 vendors, all on one level, and goodie bags to the first 100 attendees each day. Don't miss the 40th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, presented by Illinois Heartland Decorative Artists. Go to ihda.us. And don't miss the 40th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, Friday, November 1st from 3 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, November 2nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
All right, Foggy.
Yeah, until 9:15, a quarter mile of visibility in some places, especially the low-lying areas. Make sure your headlights are on. Up towards 60 today, down to 42. Another 20% chance of precipitation with clouds tomorrow. High 48, low 38. 44 the high on Wednesday and Thursday for Halloween with a 70% chance of showers. We're currently at 46 on ESPN 93.5.
It's Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You win. You win.
Great.
I got 4 basketball tickets to First Look Illini Friday night, State Farm, but that's not all. I got 4 tickets to the Illinois Rutgers football game. Fighting Illini are on a roll. Let's go. Come on.
Yep, got those.
Okay, so you might have to hand off the Saturday tickets, though, right? Because Unity's in the playoffs.
Yeah, I might have to. We'll see.
Well, but you control them, and whoever goes will wear orange, right?
Oh, absolutely, definitely.
Okay, well, go Rockets.
Yes.
I mean, I looked at the pairings and gone, ugh.
We've got Clint in it, too, I believe.
No, we have to have an assembly. Phil Morrison has to have an all-school assembly with parents and say, we love all of you, but we're going to have to let some of you go.
What?
Because we're never going to win the state title.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We can't win the state title at 4A. Yeah. We got to be 3A, and now we've got too many people living.
Yeah, we've teetered right over on the enrollment.
I'll write Phil Morrison's script. I love you, but we got to let some of you go.
Well, the Drennan family is definitely staying because very successful with our cash bash at the final gym on Saturday night.
A very fair application system. Anyway, Jennifer, enjoy the tickets. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
You bet you. Jennifer Drennan wins from Sydney. Yeah, Unity got to be 4A. It's a game ender.
Yeah.
You can't go very far in 4A because
it's hard.
Who are you playing 4A around here? You're playing all 3A. St. Joe Ogden's 3A, Monticello's 3A. Come on, man.
Okay,
point. I looked in the 3A. I said, Unity didn't make it. They've been 9-8-1. Come on. 4A. See ya.
Okay.
It's a different competition
level. It'll be
challenging. It will be. Doesn't mean the Rockets can't win.
That's right.
But it's not as likely because it's hard. 4A's a lot different than 3A. Bigger schools. We're on the baby of the big now.
Mm-hmm.
So got to let a few of you go.
Okay.
Listen, we love you, and I know you just bought your house, and I know it's going to be hard to sell, but we got to let you go. Yeah, but thanks for coming. Okay, so want to file in here and fill out the application.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, thank you. Oh, yeah, I know you've been here a while. I know.
I'm sure Rocket Nation's happy about all that.
Does your son play football? Oh, yeah, we're going to have to let you go.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got 2 new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.